live from the Bears Den on the campus of Pisgah High School here in Canton, North Carolina. It's a second-round state playoff game between the number 26 seed Statesville Greyhounds and the number 8 Pisgah Black Bears. Hi, folks. I'm Chuck Fieberlitz. Alongside with me all season long has been Jacob Hanna.
Yep.
Back at the studio has been Tim Hodges, and he's there again. We're ready to bring you the second round exciting action between the Greyhounds of Statesville and the Pisgah Black Bears. Jim is noisy. They got the music up loud, so we'll try and keep it, you know, and articulate the words a little bit. It's going to be difficult, but Coach Hanna, this is going to be a good basketball game.
Yeah, Chuck, I'm really excited about this game. You're sitting here looking at a Statesville team who was a 22 seed, who upset a number 10 seed Tuesday night, and just by the looks of them during warm-ups right now, look like a very athletic group of girls. And from what I have just heard talking to Coach Holloway and stuff, they run a 2-3 zone, which is going to give us fits because our, you know, one of our main scorers is, or has been all year, is Maddie Webb. So they're going to try to take that away right from the get-go, which we're going to have some drives and, you know, penetration plays and swing the ball and hit some shots outside because they're going to pack it in tight and make us shoot three balls to beat them.
How'd they get here? Well, we know of Pisgah beating South Rowan on Tuesday night in the first round, 62-45. Also in Waxhaw, on the road, Statesville went on the road and beat Culbertson, 62-48. That was an impressive win. Talking with Coach Tiffany Hamm right before the game, and she gave me a little scouting report, and Janiyah Eichard and Danasia Gray are two of their top players, and they can score and they can play. She feels if we can go and handle those two, this could be an opportunity for us to move into the third round. Got to win it tonight, though. But where does the winner go? Winner goes to play the winner of the Hickory Ridge and Gaston County winner, which is being played tonight, and that will be a 7 p.m. start on Saturday for a third round. If it is Gaston County, it'll be here in the Bears Den. If it is Hickory Ridge, they're the number one seed overall. And so it will be down there in at their home place in Harrisburg, North Carolina. So that is the way that they got here and where they go, whoever wins this ball game. Right now, Statesville comes into this ball game with a 13-12 overall record. They do play in a very tough North Piedmont 3A, 4A conference, yes. Jacob. Fourth place. North Ardell girls are 27-0. They won their conference, so they get to, you know, they got to match up with them a couple times.
Right.
Coached by Gregory Stewart, and they are 6-6 on the road. Did you have an opportunity to talk to Coach Holloway about his girls in this game?
Yeah, I mean, basically what I just said a second ago, we're gonna get a 2-3 zone. They're gonna pack it tight, unlike South Rowan the other night. They were kind of very aggressive in their zone. This team's going to be not as aggressive, so they're going to give us the three-point ball and make us beat them by three-point land. So, it can be good and it can be bad because, I mean, if we're on shooting the ball, then it's a great night. But if it's if we're off or we can't penetrate gaps and find those easy shots, then it's going to be a difficult night. But I think obviously with the day, Coach Holloway knowing, because Coach Ham went and scouted, it's going to be our best. We're going to give Statesville our best shot right here, so it'll be fun to watch.
If Pisgah can win, they will move to 21-5 overall, 9-2 here on their home court, and more importantly to us, and we've been keeping watch of this. It will give Coach Brandon Holloway his 199th win. Right now, he's 198-42 overall, 82.5% winning percentage here in his ninth year. So, and Coach, coming into this ball game, it has to be, you kind of look at this thing and think, my gosh, the way they finished the last 12 minutes of that game and outscoring 34-9.
Yeah.
You gotta have that. You gotta have a lot of momentum coming into this ball game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Laney Woods and Maddie Webb dominated that second half, especially the Laney right there in the you know, last half of the ball game, and she scored 20-something points she scored. And I think Maddie went off and she got, you know, with her double-double. So those two just came together, and obviously Lainey got really, really hot, and that's what we have to have. And that's what you have to have to keep advancing, Chuck. I remember, was it 08, we were playing Shelby at Wake Forest, and I was on that team. I was coaching on that game, and Josh Clark, of all people, RJ McClure fouled out, and Josh Clark, a little sophomore, we put him in there, and that joker caught fire, and he nailed nine quick points for us. And you know, a lot of people don't think about that. I mean, stud fouled out for us, and then, you know, a little sophomore came in, and I thought was player of the game that game, because you have to have things like that happen in order to advance, is where I'm getting at.
Absolutely. And speaking of RJ McClure, we saw him at the WNCAC Championship Thursday tournament game.
Yep.
And got a picture with him. He's yep. doing fine, assistant basketball coach at Anderson University in the Division II South Atlantic Conference. And he's happy. And, you know, it's no surprise that that McClure is a basketball coach.
Yeah.
And you just sense that 10 years from now, he's going to be a head coach someplace.
Oh, absolutely. RJ's, I've known him since he was in diapers. And he's always had a ball in his hand, whether it's a football or a basketball. And obviously, basketball is his passion. And he's going to do very well for somebody. He probably already is, but especially as a head coach one day.
Well, coming into this ball game, obviously, you know, we will have to talk about the performance of Lainey Woods. All season long, it's, you know, been Maddie Webb show, yeah. Double doubles everywhere. She's averaging 21 points a game and 11 rebounds per contest.
Yeah.
But Lainey Woods scored 23 points in the final 12 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
Knocked down three big three-pointers. And quite frankly, finished with a career high 37. But she's only a freshman. So chances are that career number may be broken a couple times as we go through the next 3 years.
Yeah, you'd like to think that could be the case. And, you know, and somewhat you kind of are like, oh, maybe there'll be somebody else coming. We can have Lainey getting 22 and them getting 22. But obviously, at the end of the day, yeah, you want to see that. You want to see her keep getting better and better. And, you know, the thing is, when you play basketball, you don't ever, or any sport for that matter, you don't really go out and worry about that. At least the good ones don't. They can care less about that. I remember I saw Lainey whenever she was told after the game she didn't have a clue. She started crying just because she was so emotional about that. Because, I mean, you can't, if you go into a game thinking you're going to try to score this, score that, you're really, you put a lot of pressure on yourself. More times than not, you're going to have a horrible game.
Well, what an incredible comeback, because we were looking at it. It was 34-24, 4 minutes to go into the third quarter, and an abrupt timeout, and a very animated Coach Brandon Holloway addressed his girls in a stand-up position and absolutely addressed the issues that he needed to in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And I tell you, folks, it was from the heart, and he meant every word he said, and from that point on, these Black Bears took off. Well, we'll come back. We'll have the introductions and we'll have the keys of this game when we come back here at the Bears Den, and we'll have the opening tip-off of this second-round playoff game between Statesville and Pisgah. You're listening to AM 920 WPTL.
Has your life been disrupted because the power went out? Want to purchase a whole house Generac generator from Haywood EMC, but don't think you can afford it? You can. Your Touchstone Energy Co-op will finance 75% of your complete installation. Some folks have used their tax refund for the initial 25% deposit. Make the affordable and smart choice. Call Haywood EMC. Become the proud owner of a new Generac generator, so when the power goes off, you won't be left in the dark.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff. The big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. When it's buy time, low prices with no dock or processing fees, I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
More than 7.7 million American teenagers participate in high school sports every year, including about 214,000 here in North Carolina. They're all learning essential life lessons, like the importance of hard work, time management, and self-discipline, skills that are helping them become better leaders and more active, responsible citizens. This message presented by the North Carolina High School Athletic Association and the North Carolina Athletic Directors Association.
Black Bears basketball on WPTL Canton.
Is brought to you in part by Hometown Hardware, Ken Wilson Ford, Kenton Insurance Services, Dickey's Barbecue Pit, Crompton's Auto Mart and Service Center, Champion Credit Union, and by Haywood EMC.
Now it's time for the Dickey's Barbecue Pit keys to this second round game here in the Bears Den. Because everyone wants barbecue for game day, order online at Dickey's.com. Coach Hanna, what is your Dickey's Barbecue Pit key to this girls' second round game against Statesville?
Chuck, I think the biggest thing right now is never seeing Statesville play is basically we've got to be able to control, what we can control. And right now, if that's them being a sloughed off 2-3 zone, then we need to be able to move that ball around the perimeter, find those holes to attack. Because we're going to be able to obviously have 3-point shots. We just need to take what we get out of that. And, it looks like they're very athletic. And they got two guards that can get it. We got to slow those girls down, too.
Well, the winner, what they're playing for, the winner will be heading off on Saturday to play the winner of Hickory Ridge, number one seed Hickory Ridge, and number 15 seed Gaston County. They're playing tonight, and they're a 6:30 tip-off. Maybe Tim can get that score for us. It will be the Hickory Ridge girls and the Gaston County girls down in Harrisburg. Introductions of the players for the Greyhounds as they come in with blue and gray uniforms, starting at their point guard, the big guard. Their key player, Denaya Eichard, who's a fine guard herself, followed by Aaliyah Fields, a sophomore. Eichard is a senior. And then she's got Danasia Gray, another sophomore, starting in the three-guard lineup. Then they got Ja'Kayla Miller, a freshman, and then along with Lauren Privett, a junior. A big drink of water out there, so they got a big post player in there. For the Pisgah Black Bears, they'll have what their starting five has been for the last 3, maybe 4 weeks. Mayanna Norris will start at point guard, and there will be Laney Ward and Carter Gibson, along with Emma Soles and Maddie Webb. So that's the way they'll go from there. And, you know, Coach, it's a different atmosphere. You can talk about it. Players that have had that experience of high school playoff tournaments, basketball tournament, where you're one and done. What happens is you can't explain it about the intensity and what goes inside your body getting ready for the game an hour before. You got to be able to have that experience. And maybe that was what was the cause of the kind of slow start for the girls with a lot of freshmen on Tuesday night.
I think Tuesday night, that game got away from the wrist. I mean, I'm talking for both sides of the ball, for South Dakota and for us. I think that was what happened to that. But, yeah, you're right, Chuck. You have all these young ladies out here that are just new to this. And, you know, sometimes experience is very key.
Privet will go into the circle to jump against Emma Soros. The officials are ready. We're ready. And the opening tip is picked up by the Greyhounds. It's Gray with the basketball. Out to Miller. Stolen away by Mayanna Norris. Gives off to Laney Woods. A little too far for her. She had to recover it. Gets it back out on top to Emma Soros. Down under the blocks to Maddie Webb. Turnaround jumper. Rolls around. Can't go. Nice put back by Laney Woods. She's picking up where she left off from Tuesday night. Eichard with the basketball drive. Puts up a shot. And they're going to call traveling on Eichard. So right away, a nice start for the Black Bears. They lead 2-0 here in the Bears' den. Second round playoff game. Dribbling right is the Pixie. Now gives it back to Carter Gibson. She drives right. Up a shot put up and blocked by Privet and picked up by Gray. And here come the Greyhounds. And boy, do they run like Greyhounds out there. Drive the baseline. Gray puts up a shot and they're going to get a whistle out away from the basket. They may be calling it on the shot. No, they're going to say it's going to be inbound underneath the left go. These Greyhounds like to move quick. Down to Gray. Gray puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Maddie Webb. Here comes the Black Bears. And it was poked away and then stolen back by Maddie Webb. And they're going to get a foul.
Yeah.
And they're going to... No, no. Here we go. I got a jump ball, so it will go to possession arrow favoring Pisgah. So the inbounded underneath their left go. Gibson now has it at the top. It was passed to her on the inbound from Woods. Goes over to the left side. Now Pixie's got it and gives it over to Laney Woods. Dumps it down underneath, and she throws it away. So on the turnover, the Greyhounds will get the basketball. Guard with the ball. Walking it across the timeline. Fields to her left. Gives it to Fields. Bounce pass over to Gray. Gray drives right side. Puts up a shot off the glass. No good. Another shot. Gets a rebound. Battles for it. The ball goes out of bounds and Pisgah gets it. Last touch by Privet wearing the blue jersey. So the girls in white get the ball with a 2-0 lead. Clock running at 6:20. Dribbling right side is Norris. Trying to find an open. Decided to put up a shot. Gives it to Maddie Webb at the elbow. Webb drives into the lane. Puts up a short jumper. No good. Gets the ball on a rebound. Goes right back up. Has it poked away. And they're going to get a foul on Eichard. Actually, the ball got poked away, and the Pixie went after and got a hold of it, and Eichard couldn't stop and ran in.
Great job by Carter Gibson getting there and get a box out. And she tipped that ball back where she knew Maymay was.
Inbound, the Black Bears do, and they give it to Norris. Norris dribbles left side, gives it at the elbow to Webb. Webb goes in from the left side and goes in off the glass.
Beautiful setup right there by Pisgah.
4-0 Pisgah. 5:50 and rolling here. Eichard gives it up to Fields. Fields gives it back to Eichard. Eichard drives, puts up a shot, and it rolls around and it falls.
And that's the it's kind of the scouting report right here. They're going to... the Greyhounds are going to get the ball and attack the rim and throw shots up, try to get the free throw line.
Eichardt will go to the line. The foul was on Carter Gibson. Shot up by Eichardt. No good. Webb gets the rebounds. Forward. And they're saying it's 4-2. They did not put 4-2 on it yet. Drive it by the left side to Webb. Gives it off to Emma Soros. Soros gives it up to Carter Gibson. And off the glass. Nice ball movement out there by the Black Bears. They lead 6-2 now. 5:07 and rolling here in the first quarter. Field with the basketball now gives it back to Eichardt. Eichardt, the point guard. She's going to have the ball in her hand most of the day. Now they give the ball over to Gray. Gives it back up to Fields. Fields trying to find Gray underneath in the paint. Can't get it. She gives it back up to Eichardt. Eichardt dribbles. Here's a three ball coming up by Miller. Off the front of the rim, no good. Soros gets it. Long pass out to Lainey Woods. Woods goes up and she fouls. Can't get it to fall, but she will go to the line to shoot two. Nice feed by Emma Soros to Lainey Woods on the fast break.
Yeah, I tell you right now, we're doing a very good job on defense. You can tell they worked on it yesterday. The Greyhounds are trying to, you know, catch the ball off a handoff and penetrate, but we're coming behind the screen and we're hedging on that, which means the defender is soft playing it, you know what I'm saying? And they really don't know what to do right now.
Right. There is a clock. They're trying to stop and work out exactly what took place. And either it's on the fouls, and they got, I think they had it, the head referee went over to the scores table. So we're assuming that maybe they didn't have the team fouls correctly. Wanted to get that straight. Obviously, both coaches are satisfied with that. 4:42 on the clock. Pisgah leads 6-2, and we got Lainey Woods at the line to shoot two. Two team fouls on the Greyhounds and two on the Black Bears. First free throw up by Woods, falls. It's now 7-2. Woods ready for a second free throw. Shot up and good. Makes both of them. 8-2. Now comes the Greyhounds, and almost stolen away by the Pixie.
Yeah.
She anticipated that pass from Manaya Shell. Check that, that was Tyasia Sharp. She almost stole it, knocked it out of bounds. The Greyhounds inbound it now and have the basketball. Dribbling left side is Sharp. Gives it off to Eichardt. Eichardt at the top in between the two circles. Dribbles into the circle, the front circle. Gives it off to Sharp on the corner. Three ball coming. Good. Sharp knocks down a three from the corner, and it's 8-5. Pisgah with the ball on a three-point lead. Gibson with it. Throws it over to Soros at the center. Webb now has it at the elbow. Drives. There's a triple team coming back. She kicks it back out to the right side. Gives it to Lainey Woods. Woods drives. Puts up a shot. Can't get it to fall. Ball's run out of bounds, and they're going to say it was last touch by Lainey Woods. And she started to reach in there and poke at it and couldn't get it. And then pulled away. Didn't want to get a cheap foul.
You know, that's when sometimes that happens. You go in there and miss a shot, and you're like, I want to get the ball back.
I know.
You got to control your emotion. Good job by Lainey right there.
8-5. Drive on the left side. Shot put up by Hoffman. In and out. No good. Nice rebound by Gray. Gray puts it in. 8-7 now. Greyhounds down by one. Lainey Woods, and it goes off her foot. And then picked up by Gray, and here come the Greyhounds on the turnover. Fast breaking, 3-on-3. Gray pulls back, then charges in, puts up a shot off the glass, and good. This is a fast-paced game, 9-8 now. Statesville has the lead.
Man-to-man by the Greyhounds. It's good to see.
Long pass over to the Pixie. Eichardt on Norris. Norris giving away about 2 inches right there. Over to the right corner to Soros. Gives it off on the breaking Carter Gibson. Nice. Shot up in the turnaround jumper by Carter Gibson. How did she get that to go?
I don't know, but that's, you know, that was a beautiful move by Carter right there on the post.
Gibson off the glass on a whirling derby spinning move inside the lane. 10-9, Pisgah. 2:38 and rolling now. Shot put up by Hoffman. No good. Battle for the rebound. Woods has it. Gives it off to Norris. Norris up court to Soros. Soros dumps it down to Maddie Webb. Spinner. Jumper. Good. Matty Webb on that patent and Matty Webb special. Inside the lane, fake one way and comes back the other. Knocks it down and Pistons now has the three-point lead 12-9 with 2:15 left to go here in the first quarter. Second round action. Loser goes home. Winner goes on to the third round to play the winner of Hickory Ridge or Gaston County. Drive on the right side by Gray. Puts up a shot off the glass. Rolls around, can't get it. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's last touched by the Greyhound. Pisca would get the basketball back. Substitutions coming in. The equalizer, and that is Caroline Paris, along with Gertie Creason. The three-point specialists are coming in to spell Carter Gibson and Emma Soares.
States was having a hard time right now, Chuck, getting back with us on defense when we're running our transition offense.
1:50 and rolling here, first quarter. Woods drives, spins, puts up a shot, can't get it to fall. Nice rebound by Gray. Here come the Greyhounds. They want to run. Then they come down a little slow. Long pass down underneath to Hoffman. Hoffman puts up a shot, no good. Battle for it. And it was last tucked by Gray of Statesville. Pisco would get it back. And that was caused by the hustle of the Pixie, Mianna Norris, forcing Gray to reach over top to try and swat it off of her and couldn't get it. With the basketball left side over to Creason. Creason looking for the three, can't get it. Elbow jumper now by Matty Webb. Rolls around and falls. Shooter's touch. It rolled off the rim and back on the glass and rolled off the rim again and back off the glass and finally fell. I've never seen a shot like that, Coach. It counts as two, and it's 14-9, Pisco. Shot put up by the Greyhounds. It falls. That's by Ja'Kayla Miller. 14-11 right now, 58 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Dumped down to Webb underneath. Spinner, jumper, no good off the front of the rim. Greyhounds have the basketball, 49 seconds to go. Here's Eichert with it. Fast dribbling Greyhound, puts it off the glass a little too hard and too strong. Eichert, and they're going to get a foul called on Matty Webb. As the ball was a loose ball, Webb kind of bumped Eichert from behind. So Webb will pick up her first personal foul here. No, they're going to say it was on. They're going to make that change. Yeah, it is on Matty Webb, her first. They got it up there, number 23. It took them a while to fix that. They're going to inbound it underneath their own basket, they being the Statesville Greyhounds. Eichert gives it off to Privet. Privet tries to get it to Hoffman. Jumper, in and out, no good. Privet puts up a shot, can't get it to fall. Loose ball goes over in front of the Pisca bench, and they call, collide into the bench, and it was last touched by Gertie Creason. So the Statesville Greyhounds will inbound it right there in front of Pisca's bench. Doing the duties will be Miller. Miller trying to get the ball down under the post. They got the two big girls for the Greyhounds posting up now. Got size advantage in the lane. Privet now trying to get it out. Can't find anybody and throws it out, and it goes over and back. She was down on the off the block a little bit and tried to anticipate a movement by Miller towards the P, and she just threw it on the other side of the court. So Pisca will get the basketball with 22 seconds and now rolling in a 14-11 lead. Norris with the basketball. Left side now on top with Gertie Creason. Creason waving Norris back up. Norris, bounce pass down onto the blocks of Caroline Paris. Back out to Christiana Sheehan. Over to Emma Sorrell. Has the ball poked away. And then with 3.6 seconds, a pass attempt over to Gertie in the corner. Got knocked out of bounds by Eichert. So Pisco will inbound it underneath her own basket on the right side. 3.6 seconds, girls. Got to get it off. Emma sees it. Then tries to throw a pass underneath instead of taking the shot. And throws it away. Squandered the opportunity. 14-11. Greyhounds will get the basketball back. Off to Miller, and she's going to sit there and let the clock run. We'll go to the second quarter. Pisca leads after 8 minutes, 14-11.
We all knew that when winter strikes the mountains, that nothing hits the spot any better than a big, generous helping platter from Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Beef, chicken, turkey, pork, all fixed just the way you like it. Slow cooked, just like great grandpap Buddy taught his youngins how to do it years ago. You might try with helping another big bowl full of Brunswick stew. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza and Franklin's Westgate Plaza.
Back to the action. It's Black Bears basketball.
Welcome back to the Bears Den. We're on the campus of Pisgah High School here in Canton, North Carolina. Second round action here between the Statesville Greyhounds and the Pisgah Black Bears. The Black Bears lead 14-11. The Greyhounds will have the basketball to begin the second quarter. They're out. Out on the court, coming out to start the second quarter, will be Gertie Creason, Carter Gibson, Caroline Paris, Maddie Webb, and Lainey Wood. Ball inbounded to Miller. Miller, left side, dumps it down to Gray on the baseline. Bobbing up on Caroline Paris, playing great defense. Shot put up off the rim. Paris grabbing, and they're going to draw a foul. Great boxing out by Caroline Paris. And she just boxed Gray out and pushed her with her behind a little bit, and that annoyed Gray. So she went up over top the back and got called for the foul.
Yeah, Caroline does those little things for you, and a lot of times that results in what we just saw there.
First team foul on Gray. Pisgah with the basketball. Three ball coming by Carter Gibson. No good. Battle for the rebound. And then, they're going to get Carter Gibson, who was fighting for the ball. Went over top of the back of the aforementioned Danisha Gray.
So same Gibson, situation.
Gray will pick one up. She saw that ball high in the air and thought it'd go get it, and Gray was right in front of her. 14-11 Pisgah, just at the start of the second quarter here in the Bears' den. Second round action. Right side over to Miller. Eichert at the top, guarded closely by Christiana Sheehan, who's just come in. Gray drives baseline off the front of the rim, couldn't get it to fall. Here comes Gertie Creason now after Paris got the rebound. Long pass to Maddie Webb. Shot off the glass, no good. Battle for the rebound. Gray tries to save it, and she does. Gives it up to Fields. Fields now gives it back to Gray. Gray's coming up like a Greyhound in pell-mell action, like she's in one of those races down there at the tracks in Sanford, Florida. Now the shot was missed and rebounded by Gertie Creason, and here comes the Black Bears. 6:53 and rolling here in the second. 14-11 Pisgah. Up at top to Eleni Woods. Miller Gardner. Woods drives shot, puts up a shot and gets fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. And I like they are going, much better approach in going to the basket than it was Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's kind of strange because, you know, the scouting report, when Coach Hamlin and Washington, they upset the number 10 seed, I don't remember who it was, they were in a 2-3 zone the whole night. They played us man the whole time. I don't know if they, you know, think that
Lainey made the first.
We'll be able to shoot or something, but the good thing for us is they are playing this man, because we're very good when we play against man teams.
15-11 now. Laney's got a second free throw. Shot up and rolls around and cannot fall. Rebounded by Danisha Gray. She's a fine player. She's bringing the ball up the court. Gives it off to Miller. Back up to Eichert. Three ball coming. Oh, that's good. That was on net. 15-14 now. That girl can shoot from the outside. Pisgah now has a one-point lead. Gertie Creason dumps it down to Maddie Webb. A spinner, shot up, and they're going to get Privet on another foul. Webb got her right where she wanted her, gave her one fake, put a hand, her left hand up, ball in the right hand when she went up, and then put the ball way away from that left hand, and Privet could not have, you resist, tried to swat it.
Yeah,
missed the first one.
Privet needs to be played. She's playing behind Maddie Webb, and, you know, she's going to lose that battle. She needs to be fronting her and then have a help defender behind her. It's going to be like that all night.
Webb will have another free throw. Missed the front end. Makes the second one. It's 16-14, Pisgah. 6:23 right now and rolling. Eichert with the basketball. Left-handed dribble, left side, drive. Puts up a shot, no good. Gets her own rebound, and good.
Stout, Chuck.
I tell you what, she's a physical specimen out there. You got to put somebody with some muscle on her. She's not going to back off. She's going to run you right down. She'll run over you and get the charge. She doesn't care. Three ball coming by Gertie. No good. A little too long. Rebounded by Maddie Webb. She runs it down. Spins. Puts up a shot. No good. Can't get a fall. Nice rebound by Caroline Paris. Paris put back. Gives Pisgah an 18-16 lead. That's what you get when you're battling and scrapping and clawing underneath in the paint.
I love it.
Caroline Paris won the battle for the rebound to put a nice easy bunny off the glass for two. And a shot blocked by Lainey Woods. Woods gives it up now. Pisgah on the run. Long pass down to Maddie Webb, and it's stolen away by the Greyhounds. and they're going to get a whistle and a timeout by Stateville. We'll take a timeout for a financial checkup with Rob Gebjen, your Edward Jones financial advisor in Canton. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC 1816 Pisgah.
Good news for anyone needing to buy or sell a vehicle. May Motors is at your service. May Motors is on the Asheville Highway, east of Canton, just out from the hotspot. If you have a vehicle to sell, they'll buy it. If you're looking to buy, if they don't have it, they'll find it. All makes, all brands, all models and years, including classics and muscle cars. Stop at May Motors on the Asheville Highway in East Canton, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, or call 828-734-8515 for Chris or Tyler. Back to Pisgah Varsity Basketball on AM 920.
Welcome back to the Bears Den. Greyhounds with the basketball. Statesville in royal blue, gray trim, white. Drive on the left side by Miller, no good. Hoffman gets a rebound, can't get it up. Rebounded now on the missed shot by Pisgah. Long pass over to North, too far. Pisgah turns it right back over. to 16, 5:06 to go here in the second quarter. And I'm wondering, Coach, when we were during that break, how long either one of these teams can sustain this kind of pace. Drive right side by Shell. Shell puts up a shot, no good. Gray tries to go for the rebound. They're going to say that Maddie Webb got it, but then stepped on the line. So the ball will go back to the Greyhounds. Dumped down underneath to Eichert. Eichert puts up a shot and good. We're going to have to do something with Eichert. Christiana Sheehan struggling with it right now. Shot put up on the baseline. No good by Laney Woods. Rebounded by Hoffman. Here come the Greyhounds. Game tied at 18. 4:37 and rolling. Left side. Fields with the basketball. Gives it off to the right. Shell. Fields and Shell playing catch on the right wing. Shot put up, no good. Laney Woods gets a rebound. Coming up court, it's a two-on-two. Spins, turn around, off the glass, and falls. Laney Woods great gets shot. Down anywhere there, and I tell you what, she's not going to miss. Pisgah, 20-18 now. Laney Woods on the fast break. Gives Pisgah a two-point lead. Eichert comes right on back, and right now that's what Coach Holloway's going to do. He's going to take a timeout as Eichert just took Sheehan to the school on the post. So it's 20-20 right now. We're going to take a timeout, a Canton Insurance Services timeout, for a review of your personal and business insurance needs with Michelle Baxley and her friendly staff. 20-20.
You know you're doing something right when you've been in business over 35 years. When customers keep coming back, you're doing something right. When you receive Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award, you're doing lots of things right, like a professional staff, best selection, high-quality service, no dock fees or processing fees, and a friendly hello and thank you. Ken Wilson Ford. Visit Ken Wilson Ford in Canton. Experience the difference when things are done right.
It's Black Bears Basketball on AM 920.
Basketball coming. Three ball coming by Laney Woods. No good. Rebounded by Eichert. Game at 20 now. 3:45. Long pass right through the hands of Miller. Pisgah will get the basketball back. Soros, Norris, Webb, Woods, and Sheehan in on for the Black Bears. With 3:35 left to go. Up on top is Emma Soros, gives it off to Sheehan on the left side. Sheehan dumps it down to Webb. Right from the free throw line, a jumper no good. Sheehan gets it, puts the shot up, rolls it around, can't get it to fall. Nice rebound by Laney Woods, can't get it to fall. Webb goes up for a shot, Sheehan gets it back. Drives in, gives it off to Maddie Webb. Baseline, tries to spin. Gives it up. Here's a three-pointer by Norris. No good. Pisgah's now going to get a rebound. And there's a whistle up underneath. And I tell you, it's hot and fast and furious underneath there.
Yeah.
They're going to get a foul called on Pisgah underneath push-off. That is on Emma Soros. So that will be her second personal foul. 3:08 left here in the second quarter. Game tied at 20. Eichert and Miller. Excuse me, check that. That's Fields and Eichert up at top.
Eichert's huffing and puffing right now, Chuck.
Drive left side as Miller can't find the range. Rebounded by Laney Woods. Woods running fast break. Two on one. Gives it off to Norris. Norris can't get it and save it. They're going to get a... it was last touched by a Statesville player. So it'll be inbound up underneath. Sheehan will do it. She'll inbound on the right goal. Down underneath and throws the ball away. Now Eichert has the basketball. Drives right side, puts up a shot, rolls in and good.
That's his strength. She's strong, Chuck. Finishes.
Sheehan now gives it back up to Norris. Norris now has the ball poked away. Gotta be more diligent with that basketball. Statesville gets the ball with a two-point lead now, 2:11 left to go in the second quarter. Left side by Eichert, puts up a shot, and she's going to draw a foul from Sheehan. Sheehan is doing everything humanly possible to stay with her. She's just physically, it's a mismatch. Is he trying to wear her down? First free throw by Eichert, misses poorly. Maybe just be physical with her? Because you mentioned she was huffing and puffing.
Oh, yeah.
Sheehan goes out, Gertie Crease on in. 22-20 in favor of the Greyhounds from Statesville High School. Second free throw falls, 23-20. Piskin with the basketball now. 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Woods now dribbles, baseline, can't get it away. Ball is off her hands. They're going to get a foul called on Miller as they were trying to get the ball away from Laney. So the ball will be inbounded underneath as it's 16 fouls on both the Black Bears and the Greyhounds. In the corner, gives it out to Gertie Crease. Gives it now over to Paris. Paris jumper. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Gray. Here come the Greyhounds. Piskus chasing. Gray drive, puts up a shot, no good. Hoffman puts up another shot. Put back, trying to get for it. Webb comes down with it. They got a three-on-three now. Webb dribbles in, goes in, puts one off the glass, and good.
Coast to coast.
Take it yourself, Manny. 23-22 now, 124 and rolling. Piska trails by one. Eichert with the basketball. Nice crowd here on this Thursday night in the Bears' den.
Yeah, very nice crowd.
Eichert, their top player, laboring out there, trying to find some air. Elevation may be getting to her. Miller now with the basketball right side. Gray now, crossover dribble at the elbow, kicks it back out to Fields. Fields drives, and they're just working around maybe for the last shot. Eichert now with the basketball, guarded by Laney Wood. Puts up a shot, too hard, no good. Gets her own rebound, puts up another shot, no good. Maddie Webb, and they're going to get a whistle on Hoffman. And that will be the 17th foul on Statesville. That will send Maddie Webb to the line for a 1-1. Piska trails 23-22. Clock says 48 seconds exactly. Webb now ready to go as they have taken out Gray and Eichert. And boy, look, they need oxygen
gassed
masks over there. I've never
those
seen
young ladies are gassed.
They are just fatigued right now. Shot up, no good by Webb. Battle for it, thrown right out to the Laney Woods. Turnaround jumper, no good. Maddie gets the offensive rebound, puts up a shot, no good. Paris gets a rebound, puts up a shot, battle for it. They're trying to get it. And now they give it to Miller. And then back up the court come the Greyhounds. Piskin could not find the hole there, but they're winning the battle on the rebound. Three ball coming, no good. It's called air, and they're going to get a foul from behind on Manea Shell over the back on, again, Mayanna Norris. So Norris will go to the line with 23.8 seconds to go with an opportunity to give Piskin a lead, but she's got to make both free throws. 23 for the Greyhounds, 22 for the Black Bears. Norris will have a 1-1. They come down all the way down to the other end. Norris, first free throw's up. bounces around, can't get it to fall. Dumped out to the side by the Greyhounds. Here comes Miller with the ball. Bounce pass down onto the blocks. Field puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Caroline Paris, 11 seconds. Christiana Sheehan gives it down to Webb. Nice pass in Candace. Nice pass by Christiana Sheehan. Threaded the kneel to Maddie Webb on the fast break, and they're going to get a traveling call. And Pisco's going to go to halftime with the lead, 24-23.
We all knew that when winter strikes the mountains, that nothing hits the spot any better than a big, generous helping platter from Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Beef, chicken, turkey, pork, all fixed just the way you like it. Slow cooked, just like great grandpap Buddy taught his youngins how to do it years ago. You might try with helping another big bowl full of Brunswick stew. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza and Franklin's Westgate Plaza.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff. The big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. When it's buy time, low prices with no dock or processing fees. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Back to the action. It's Black Bears basketball.
It's time for the halftime show brought to you by Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. Hometown Hardware has all your winter supplies. Hometown Hardware is your big box alternative. Halftime here, 24-23 in favor of the Black Bears. As boy, it's been a fast-paced game. A lot of missed shots, but these girls walking in to the locker room, especially the Statesville girls, look completely exhausted. This might take the toll on them. As we're trying to figure out the strategy of Coach Holloway, and I like whatever he's doing. I mean, if this is what he's doing, this is just to see Gray and Eichardt, two fine basketball players for Statesville, sitting there slumped over on the bench in the final 40 seconds, trying to grasp for air. I mean, they're just, they just can't, and they're walking off like they can barely put one foot in front of another into the locker room. They're exhausted.
Here's the difference right now. What I'm seeing, observing, is that we have similar styles offensively. We get the ball, we want to attack, we want to push up the court. But Statesville's defense is not that good, Chuck. Usually if the team has to play a zone, that's why they can't play man-to-man. And they're not able to get back down the court with us and run with us, which is kind of strange because either they could do it on the offensive end. So that right now is the defining factor for me, is our defense is far more superior than theirs. Now, obviously, it's a close game, 24-23, but if they had any bit of defense, they would be dynamite.
Well, I'll tell you what really impressed me, you know, there's a lot of things that impressed me, but Christiana Sheehan, that last pass, threaded that needle right there. You need a backup quarterback to Tanner White. She can do
stick.
It now. That's like throwing a little pass in that little window of opportunity out there, right?
Yeah, she hit Maddie right there. I mean, it's no time left on the clock. Perfect. Maddie caught, put up. I mean, that's stuff that's why you practice it, and obviously it paid off right there.
On the run and everything.
Let me get a second here. Pisgah basketball is brought to you in part by Ken Wilson Ford, Champion Credit Union, Burger King, Canton Insurance Service, Dickey's Barbecue Pit, May Motors, Haywood EMC, and by Smoky Mountain Cremation and Funeral Services.
When we come back, we'll have some more statistics from this first half and get ourselves ready as we wind down here at the Hometown Hardware Halftime Show from the Bears Den, Pisgah Leagues, 24-23.
You want to talk to Big Cam behind me? I got to go pee.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
We all knew that when winter strikes the mountains, that nothing hits the spot any better than a big, generous helping platter from Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Beef, chicken, turkey, pork, all fixed just the way you like it. Slow cooked, just like great-grandpap Buddy taught his youngins how to do it years ago. You might try with helping another big bowl full of Brunswick stew. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza and Franklin's Westgate Plaza.
Good news for anyone needing to buy or sell a vehicle. May Motors is at your service. May Motors is on the Asheville Highway, east of Canton, just out from the hotspot. If you have a vehicle to sell, they'll buy it. If you're looking to buy, if they don't have it, they'll find it. All makes, all brands, all models and years, including classics and muscle cars. Stop at May Motors on the Asheville Highway in East Canton, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, or call 828-734-8515 for Chris or Tyler.
It's Black Bears Basketball on AM 920.
Well, the stats from this first half, Pisgah outscored Statesville 14-11 in the first quarter, but Statesville came back and won the second quarter, outscoring the Black Bears 12-10. That's where we're at right now, 24-23 lead by the Pisgah Black Bears. Shooting pretty much similar. Pisgah shooting from the floor 32%. Statesville shooting 27, almost 28%. Three-pointers, Pisgah has yet to make a three-pointer, 0 for 4 right now, where Statesville is 2 for 3, and that is really has kept them in the ballgame right there. Pisgah's 4 for 8 from the free-throw line, and only 1 for 3 for Statesville. Pisgah has won the rebounding battle in the first half, going 19 rebounds compared to Statesville 16. Individual scoring for the Black Bears, Laney Woods has 7 points. Carter Gibson has 4. Maddie Webb has 11. Caroline Paris has 2. And that's the way it goes right there. Eichert has 14 big points for the Statesville Greyhounds. Gray has 4. Miller, 2. And Sharp has 3 in this ball game so far. So that's the way it unfolds right now. And stats pretty much even, and the scoreboard is pretty much even. We'll take one more break, and then when we come back, we'll get ready for the start of the second half right here live from the Bears Den. You're listening to AM 920 WPTO.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
You know you're doing something right when you've been in business over 35 years. When customers keep coming back, you're doing something right. When you receive Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award, you're doing lots of things right. Like a professional staff, best selection, high-quality service, no dock fees or processing fees, and a friendly hello and thank you. Ken Wilson Ford. Visit Ken Wilson Ford in Canton. Experience the difference when things are done right.
Back to the action. It's Black Bears Basketball.
Welcome back to the Bears Den as both teams are on the court right now, huddled up at their respective benches. Referees are out, waiting for the go. Clock has got about another minute to go, but sometimes they just roll it down and then quickly go to zero, so started early. But we're going to start the second half, this third quarter. I believe Pisgah's going to have the basketball to begin, and they have a one-point lead. And they do. Pisgah will have the basketball coming out to start the third quarter. Carter Gibson, Mianna Norris, Maddie Webb, Lainey Woods, and Emma Soros starting five for the Black Bears. So they're ready to go. And the ball is thrown away by Carter Gibson. Drives in, puts up a shot by Eichert, who stole it. Maddie comes from behind, has the ball poked away. Last touch by Eichert. So they played really tough on Mianna Norris, and she gave a fake, and Carter threw it in the wrong spot and too high for Mianna. But we've got a break there as Eichert missed the basket. So Pisgah now has the basketball following the turnover. 24-23. North with it up top in between the two circles. Dumps down under Delaney Woods and good. She saw what Christiana Sheehan did right before the end of the second quarter, so she threaded the needle on a backdoor break by Delaney Woods.
A great setup right there on that backdoor break.
26-23 now, Pisgah with the lead. Statesville with the ball. Dribble, drive, right side, now at the elbow to Gray. Gray now kicks it back out to Miller. Miller with the basketball, drives left side, tries to give it to Eichert. Eichert now with the ball on the left wing. Cross-court pass over to Miller. Miller tries to throw, and then she travels. Lost, stopped her dribble, couldn't stop her feet. And right now, Statesville's calling a timeout he does not like. Coach Stewart does not like what he's seeing, so we're going to take a timeout ourselves, a financial checkup with Rob Gebgen, your Edward Jones financial advisor in Canton. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC, 2623 Pisgah.
The Pisgah Nation supports its Bears in the same way Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services supports our community. Family-owned and operated in Central Haywood County, Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services provide full services. For affordable personal care, call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services at 828-565-3024. Our family serving your family. Located at 3264 Broad Street in Clyde. Pleased to support the Pisgah Black Bears. Back to Pisgah Varsity Basketball on AM 920.
Seven minutes to go here in the third quarter. Quick timeout by Gregory Stewart, the head coach of Statesville. Did not like the way the Greyhounds were coming out of this as they try to trap Mianna Norris. Can't get it, and they're going to get a whistle and a foul called. Looks to be on. On Eichert. That's her second personal foul. She bodied up. They got called for the block. So inbound from their own bench. Gives it off to Norris, drives left side, then kicks it back out to the wing to Lainey Woods. Woods drives, spins, and she's going to call for traveling. Yep. Woods tried to spin and then kick it back out to the elbow. Had her back turned to the basket, but her feet kept moving, Coach.
Yeah, she a little too quick on that pivot foot.
Eichert gets it down to Gray. Gray puts up a shot, no good. Hoffman puts one off the glass and good. Checked it, that's Privet. Now it's 26-25, Pisgah. Up at the top of the key, three ball coming. Off the back of the rim, that three ball was by Lainey Woods. Eichert gets a rebound. Casually bringing the ball up, not like she was in the first half. Three ball coming by Miller for the Greyhounds, no good. Battle for it, and they're going to get a foul whistle on Denacia Gray. That will be, I think, her second personal foul. She went over top of Emma Soros. And right now, two team fouls on the Greyhounds this half. That is two fouls on Gray. Both their top players got two fouls each. Norris with the basketball, gives it off to Woods. Woods drives left side, puts up a shot, no good. Battle for the rebound. Greyhounds come up with the basketball. Long cross-court pass over to Miller. Miller drives baseline, puts up a shot, partially blocked by Laney Woods. Woods kicks up the ball, brings it up court quickly. Drives to the hoop, puts up a shot off the glass. Right over top of Miss Gray.
Great defense.
28-25. Pisk applying a lot of pressure. Gray goes in, push, and they're going to get it. Oh, my. She lowered the shoulder. She lowered the shoulder, and they got called for a block.
Yeah. It should always automatically be that. That's what I've been saying all year.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Good example. Another good example. But a lot of times they don't call it.
Inbound by the Greyhounds on the foul by Mianna Norris. Norris held her ground, but she just got almost the shoulder knocked down. Eicher puts up a shot just inside the three-point line. It's good. Pisk still has a lead now. It's only one, 28-27. Black Bears, Norris with the ball right side. Bounce pass to Maddie Webb. Webb spins, can't find anybody. Puts it out to Emma Soles. Soles now travels the ball. A lot of mistakes by both teams right now. Emma's got to find confidence in her shot. She had an open shot. They're laying off on it.
Yep.
They lay off on you, take it just like you're shooting in
She thought about it and stuff. Rounds. You don't learn. Yeah. You shouldn't even think she's just catching pops.
4:48 left to go here in the third quarter. Pisk by one, 28-27. Gray now, right side, gives it off to Fields. Fields tries to dump it down. There's a battle for the loose ball. Jump ball and the possession arrow favors the Greyhounds. Gray and Soros went down to the court on the hardwood to get it. Both tied each other up, so the Greyhounds will get it. They give it to Eicher. Eicher can't get it to fall. Carter Gibson tries to save it, and the ball's on the ground right now. Eicher comes up with it. And they're going to get a foul called on Mianna Norris. So off to the side to inbound the ball after the foul by Norris as Eicher took her to the hole. Norris pushed back. Gray now puts up a jumper off the rim, falls around, and it rebounded by Maddie Webb. They're going to get a foul called on Aaliyah Fields. This might be the battle of attrition right here.
Yeah.
Who's standing with 4 minutes to go might win this game. Pisco will get the ball back. Here they come. Norris brings it up and the lead, 28-27. 4:13. Elbow, Soros, dumps it down to Webb, spins, puts up a shot.
Yeah, she got body check right there. Good things happen when you get in the paint, Chuck.
So Maddie Webb. We'll have two free throws. And she took Hoffman, posted her up, and Hoffman just pushed on her. That's second personal foul on Hoffman. Soros goes out. In comes Caroline Paris. Webb knocked down the first one. It's 29-27. Here comes her second free throw. Shot up, rolls around three times and falls. 30-27 now. 4:06 and rolling. Eichert with the basketball. Top of key. Very stout body out there. Guarding her is Carter Gibson. Good man-to-man defense. Eichert trying to find around behind the back dribble. Crossover dribble now. They're going to get a foul call.
Hand check.
And they're going to call it tight.
Yep.
This might take a while. 3:53 and rolling now. 30-27 Pisgah. Inbounding underneath the left side of their own basket is the Greyhounds. They get it to Eicher. Up on the top in between the two circles. Right at the elbow is Hoffman. Hoffman tries to put up a shot and it's blocked and stolen away by Maddie Webb. Here comes Piskin. She dishes it off to Norris. Norris out to Woods. Woods drives, puts up a shot. Rolls around a gun! Baseline! She just went over top of Gray.
That's a very good shot by Laney right there.
32-27. She didn't hesitate and she didn't flinch.
She caught it, put a triple threat, put a dribble down, shot the ball, Chuck. That's what you want.
5-point lead for the Black Bears. 32-27. Greyhounds with the basketball. Shot put up, rolls around, can't get it to fall. Caroline Paris swatted away to Norris. What a play by Paris. Norris now up with the basketball. Bounce pass over to Sheehan. She can't get it to fall. And it goes out of bounds. The last touch by the Black Bears. Sheehan had an easy bunny from the left side. Just threw it too hard off the glass. 32-27. Eichert and Sheehan's all over Eichert now. Ball hawking her. Driving. They're going to get Sheehan with the foul.
That Eichert, I tell you.
So Eichert will go to the line, and she has struggled today, shooting 50% from the free throw line. First one's down. 32-28, 3:01 left to go. A lot of stoppage in this third quarter. Shot put up by, and she makes both of them. She didn't look like she was struggling there, did she?
No, she didn't.
She stroked those things down. Two free throws made by Eichert. It's 32-29, Piska. Paris now gives it off left wing to Laney Woods. Woods drives, puts up another shot off the back of the rim. And Paris.
13 on Laney.
Laney Woods went over top of the back. Yep. And got called for a foul. That is her first personal foul. Pass and they get the ball up and they're going to get a foul on Maddie Webb. Webb was talking to the other official. You got to pay attention on who the foul was at. And what's important, Webb was all over on the other side, leaving the lane open.
Maddie and Laney were both talking to the official, asking if it was.
And the ball was put in play.
Yeah.
So Webb gets the foul. She ran back and stopped her from shooting, but she got the foul. So Hoffman's at the line. First free throw's a miss. 16 fouls on Piska, 4 on the Greyhounds. Shot put up by Hoffman goes. And there is another timeout by Stewart and the Greyhounds. We'll take a timeout, a Canton Insurance Services timeout, for a review of your personal and business insurance needs with Michelle Baxley and her friendly staff. 32-30, Piska.
Had your life been disrupted because the power went out? Want to purchase a whole house Generac generator from Haywood EMC, but don't think you can afford it? You can. Your Touchstone Energy Co-op will finance 75% of your complete installation. Some folks have used their tax refund for the initial 25% deposit. Make the affordable and smart choice. Call Haywood EMC. Become the proud owner of a new Generac generator, so when the power goes off, you won't be left in the dark.
Black Bears basketball on WBTL Canton.
Welcome back to the Bears Den. Piska leads 32-30 as both teams still in the timeout. Called by Gregory Stewart, the head coach of Statesville. Got to be careful. Got to keep a lot of those golden nuggets. That's what we call them in this game, don't we, Coach?
Golden nuggets.
Golden nuggets. You want to get all the golden nuggets at the end of the game. You keep. I've seen coaches, don't burn my golden nuggets in, earlier in the half. All right, Piska with the basketball. 32-30. 2:39 and rolling. Gets it off to the right wing to Gertie Creason. Dumped underneath. Nice ball movement. Webb broke to the basket on the baseline and got fed beautifully by Caroline Paris, and it's 34-30. Fields with the basketball, gives it off to Gray. Gray drives, puts up a shot blocked by Caroline Paris. Here comes Christiana Sheehan now with the ball. Over to Webb. Webb, two guys, puts up a shot. She's going to draw a foul, and they're going to get an offensive foul.
Sorry.
Webb got called for an offensive foul. Nobody went down. I don't know what she did. All right. Well, Greyhounds with the basketball. Ball stolen away by Maddie Webb. Webb now gets the ball back. She's driving in to the rim. Goes in and puts up a shot, and they're going to get a whistle. And that same official called it, and they barely touched her. Unbelievable. What a call. I think he knows he blew that call, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, she went down the shoulder, but, I mean, they have obviously shown that they're not going to call that.
So did Gray down here?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They've obviously shown that they weren't going to call it, so that's kind of one of those consistency things, you know what I mean?
Gray, or Webb, makes the first free throw. It's 35-30 Pistons. Misses the second one, rebounded by Gray. Here comes the Greyhound. Really struggling with the shot now, and yeah, it looks like they're exhausted. The trip's gotten to them, this high elevation and the pace of the game. Could be one of three or all three. 142 left to go here in the third quarter. Pistons by five. 35-30. Gray drives left side. Puts up a shot. Blocked and in. She just went up and got it to fall. Willed that thing in. It's 35-32 now. North with the basketball. Gives it off to Paris. Paris looks around. Gives it left side to Gertie Creason. Creason drives. Bounce pass right in between the web. Nice pass, Gertie.
Great look by Gertie.
Gertie dribbled right, then bounced past in between two Greyhounds, right to Webb on the block.
No looker, wasn't it?
37-32 now. Drive by Gray, puts up a shot, no good. Down goes Webb, no foul. Norris now pushing the ball up. Gets it back out to Gertie Creason. Creason almost thought about taking that three. Gets it back out to North. They're going to reset the offense now. 46 seconds and rolling now. 37-32, five-point lead. Paris has the basketball. Bounce past the Webb. Puts up a shot, and they're going to get a whistle on Hoffman. Webb will go to the line to shoot two. Obviously, the play is to get Webb on the post and going up, and they cannot keep from poking and pushing on Maddie Webb. 37-32, 37 seconds to go. Webb with two free throws. The first one coming. Rolls around and falls in.
Right, pretty much anybody that's played us all year man-to-man has gotten a large dose of Maddie Webb because there's nobody that can really guard her. So the Greyhounds need to... They're going to keep getting the slow death of Maddie, or they hop in his own and try to figure something out, you know what I mean?
Second one misses. Ball is going towards the corner. Hoffman runs it down. 38-32 now, 34 seconds. Gray coming up over into the corner, over to Miller, and she throws it away. 30 seconds now. Piska's going to get the basketball back. And she broke right down the middle and then tried to throw it over in the corner to Miller, who was standing in three-point land over there, thinking about taking it, but she just overthrew it. 25 seconds, Piska with the ball. Shea now has it, gets it down over to Emma Soros. Soros tried to push it in there and gets it stolen away. And they're going to get a foul called on Greyhound, and it was drawn by Caroline Paris. And right now they're going to get Ja'Kayla Miller, and Miller can't believe it. And she just collided with Caroline Paris. I'm going to tell you what, Caroline gets an Academy Award. Oscars are a couple nights from now. Somebody nominate Caroline Paris for that award. Great acting right out there by Caroline Paris to draw the offensive foul. Shot put up by Sheehan, no good. Blocked, and Gray has it. 6 seconds to go. Gray coming across the timeline. 3 seconds to go. She doesn't notice the clock. Eichert puts up a three ball. Can't get it to fall. And so we go to the fourth quarter. Pisgah with a six-point lead, 38-32 here in this second round game.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high-quality service that keeps us rolling. When it's buy time, low prices with no dock or processing fees. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Back to the action. It's Black Bears basketball.
Street.
Pisgah Basketball is brought to you in part by Fat Buddies Barbecue, May Motors, Hometown Hardware, Burger King, Smoky Mountain Cremation and Funeral Services, and by Crompton's Auto Mart and Service Center. First time I've messed up all year, Chuck.
Yep, that's all right. You're entitled to it. I think I've got a broadcasting record of mess up, so don't worry about one.
Trying to get perfect.
No malice of the heart when you screw up. Everybody forgives you. 38-32, 8 minutes to go in this ball game. Pisgah leads. They win. They advance to the third round to face the winner of either Hickory Ridge or Gaston County. Tim, if you go back in the studio, if you can get that score between Hickory Ridge and Gaston County, or try to at least, appreciate it. We need Gaston County to win to have a home game on Saturday. Pisgah with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Left side to Carter Gibson. Now over to Mayanna Norris. Norris back up to Lanny Woods, and they're just going to work around as they're facing a zone defense by the Greyhounds. Greyhounds are trying to get themselves composed. Sheehan now with the basketball. Puts up a shot. No good. Missed the shot.
Yeah. From great the elbow. Carter driving in there, though, and trying to...
That was Carter. And then driving is Eichert, and the foul was called on Mayanna North, who swiped over her arm to stop her shot. And Eichert did not get a basket in, but she's going to go to the line to shoot two. 18 fouls on Pisgah, 7 on Statesville. Eichert's first free throw's up, and no good. That's the Eichert that we've seen in the first half.
Yeah, she's exhausted. I don't know how.
Missed the first one.
What state was coach's name? Greg?
Greg Stewart.
Greg Stewart. My man's over here without an assistant or a manager or anything. I feel for him.
Makes the second one. It's 38-33 now. Norris with the basketball. Gives it off to Carter Gibson. Gibson now down in the corner to Mayanna Norris. Statesville still in the zone. Trying to work the trap. Gives it off to Gibson. Gives it to Soles. Soles tried to bounce pass down underneath. And bounce past it right out of bounds. In comes Caroline Paris. Soros goes out. They're going to play in that zone. Why don't we just pull it back? Waste of time.
Yeah.
All right. Here comes Statesville. Eichert with the basketball. They're down by 5, 38-33. 6:53 to go. They're trying to save legs and their bodies right now, as they are exhausted out there and not playing man-to-man defense anymore. Give the ball to Eichert. Eichert, crossover dribble, now dribbles right. Puts up a shot and it hit Lanny Woods in the gut. And there's a whistle. And Lanny goes down to the floor. So she may have had the wind knocked out of her. I think she got kneed.
Yeah.
Pisgah with the basketball now. Inbounds is Mayanna Norris. Runs it up. Goes in high. And she gets called for the foul. I mean, she gets the foul called on her. And she drove it all the way. I thought, pull it back, man. Pull it back, Mayanna. Okay, Mayanna, go in. You know? It's like, when's she going to stop? That little pixie went into the land of giants down there in the post area and put it up and got fouled. Two free throws coming. First one's down.
And you can tell Mayanna's been a point guard all her life, because when she gets in front of somebody that's playing man-to-man, she slows down and tries to get that foul on from behind. You know, it's very smart.
39-33, and she makes both of them. 40-33, lead at 7 now. 6:30 to go here in the fourth quarter. Statesville with the basketball. Left side is Miller. Miller drives all the way across to the right side, gives it off the field. Fields tries to dump it down to Gray. Gray puts up a shot off the glass and good. Right side, Gertie Kreese on 3 ball.
Say that in a while, have you? That a girl.
Threw the 3-point dagger down. Battle for a shot missed. Caroline Paris comes up with it. 43-35. Long pass to a wide open Carter Gibson. It is good. Yes! 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 Pisgah! 45-35. Timeout called by Statesville. When we come back, let's take a timeout for a financial checkup with Rob Gebgen, your Edward Jones financial advisor in Canton. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC. see? 45-35 Pisgah.
Burger King in Camden, I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Camden, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Back to Pisgah Varsity Basketball on AM 920.
What a series of events that pushed our lead up to 10 points. 5:51 left to go in the game. Statesville had to burn another timeout.
Yeah, Chuck, that was beautiful. That's my favorite type of basketball. Just secondary break, kicking it up. Gertie's wide open, pops a three. Go down, make great defensive stand, come back, pressing it, and Gertie with a skip pass all the way across the court. That's what you don't see a lot, skip passing. That's always usually when it's wide open.
Here comes the Greyhounds inbounding the ball. Gray with the basketball, right side dribble. Tries a cross-court pass over the field. Three ball coming off the back of the rim, no good. Gray gets the ball, and there's a jump ball for it, and the ball belongs to the Greyhounds. As Carter Gibson and Gray battle for the loose ball. And so Greyhounds will get it, so the possession arrow will go back over to Pisgah in a moment. It does. Pisgah has the arrow now, but Statesville has the basketball. 45-35. Eichert at the top. Crossover dribble. Tries to drive in, and they're going to call an offensive foul on Eichert. Offensive foul called on Eichert. She lowered her shoulder and got the offensive foul called. Great job. So now Pisgah with the basketball. 5:25 to go here in the game. 10-point lead over to Maddie Webb. Webb puts up a baseline jumper. Can't get it to go. Emma Soros comes in and loses the ball out of bounds, and so the Greyhounds will get it back. Substitutions coming in. Hoffman in. Privet out. On the court for the Black Bears is Gibson, Norris, Woods, Webb, and Soros. Sharp with the basketball now. Gets it off to Fields. Fields now drives right side, puts up a shot off the underneath of the backboard, and Webb steals the basketball. Webb gives it up to Mayanna Norris. The ball handling wizard now has the basketball in between the two circles. Statesville's gonna come out of that zone. Pisgah's gonna work a lot of time off the clock. Now Woods has got the basketball on top. She drives in. They're going to get a foul and a basket. She made it. Woods drove into the middle of the lane, put it up. It hit the front of the rim and casually just fell in. Whistle blew. Hand check on the back. Woods will have a chance for an old-fashioned three-point play. The most important thing is their lead is pushed to 12 now with 4:42 left to go in the game. 47-35. Woods' free throw. Good. What a two-game playoff series by this girl. Lainey Woods, 48-35. Pisgah. Miller with the basketball now. Guarded by Norris. Drives right side. Puts up a shot off the glass and good. Norris now with the ball. 48-37. Pisgah with 11-point lead. Gets it off to Lainey Woods. Gibson cuts into the lane. Puts up a shot off the glass. Woods and Gibson.
Eichert guarding Gibson right there, and she's just so gassed, Chuck. I was sitting there wondering if Carter's ever going to try to go by her, but right there we had it.
Three ball coming good. That was knocked down by Sharp. There's a timeout called, and it looks like it's called out by Pisgah?
No.
By Statesville again. All right, we'll take a timeout of Canton Insurance Services timeout for a review of your personal and business insurance needs with Michelle Baxley and her friendly staff. Score 50-40, Pisgah.
We all knew that when winter strikes the mountains, that nothing hits the spot any better than a big, generous helping platter from Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Beef, chicken, turkey, pork, all fixed just the way you like it. Slow cooked, just like great grandpap Buddy taught his youngins how to do it years ago. You might try with helping another big bowl full of Brunswick stew. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Wiseville Plaza, and Franklin's Westgate Plaza.
It's Black Bears Basketball on AM 920.
Woods, Sorrell, Gibson, Norris, and Webb in right now. Inbounded to Mann and Norris. She gets away from Sharp. Behind the back dribble. Boy, this is a ball-handling wizard out there, Mayanna Norris. Little Pixie can dribble out of trouble. Gets it back out to Maddie Webb, and they're going to go into, with 350, a four-court, waste some time. Yeah. Wide open offense right now, making Statesville chase with a 10-point lead. Woods goes into the lane, gets fouled, and went right down. Goes in and puts up a shot. No good is, and Eckert can get called for the foul. Yeah, it went so fast. What happened? Woods went in and got fouled, and there was no foul call. Statesville got the ball, brought it back. Eichert went to the hole, missed the shot, and on the rebound, Sorrells got fouled, so she'll go to the line to shoot, too. And Eichert's fifth foul, more importantly. She's out of the ball game. That's huge, isn't it, Coach?
Yeah, score from Hickory Ridge. Hickory Ridge is up 18-8 over North Gaston in the first quarter.
Ah, we need North Gaston to win that game, to have that game here in Canton. First free throw by Emma Sorrells falls, and it's 51-40. Lead back to 11. Clock says 3:31 left to go. Winner of this game goes on to the third round. Sorrells, free throw up. Good. Made both of them. 52-40. Statesville now against full court pressure. Gets it to Gray. Gray now bringing the ball up the court. Trying to drive right side through a leg dribble. Nice fancy dribbling. Puts up a shot. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts up a shot, and that's good.
Great defense by Pisgah right there, Chuck. I mean, you had Gray going by Laney, then Emma comes over and helps to stop her. Laney picks her back up. Then she gets a little hesitation step. And then Maddie Webb's right there. I thought, hands up, it's just sometimes they're going to make that call on the foul right there.
52-40. Shot put up, rebounded, no good. Rebounded by Maddie Webb. 12-point lead for Pisgah, 3:18 to go. Webb dribbles out of trouble, gives it to Carter Gibson. Gibson stops her dribble, gives it off to the Wizard. Back and forth, she's trying sharp, trying to handle her. Can't, gives it off to Laney Woods. Woods gives it off to the right side. To Sorrells now. Sorrells bounce pass underneath to Gibson. Sorrells dribbles in, puts up a jump shot. No good, too hard. Battle for, and there's a foul by Hoffman. Hoffman just put two forearms in her and pushed her down.
Yeah, that's frustration from Hoffman.
Webb with two free throws. Clock stopped at 2:53. That runs slow. First free throw's up and good. 53-42 now. Webb has a second one. Hoffman out, Privet in for Statesville. Webb now gets the ball, ready for a second free throw. Puts it up, off the back. Can't get it to fall. Webb gets the ball. Bounce out to the side. Webb goes in and puts up a shot and draws another foul on Privet. Webb, hustle, hustle, hustle. Doesn't take a great athlete to hustle, Coach, does it?
No, that's one thing you can't coach.
That ball on her second free throw hit off the back of the rim and went all the way towards the Pisgah bench, and Webb beat the Greyhounds to it. First free throw by Webb goes.
And that should be the first quality if you're instilling something in your child. That should be the number one thing as far as sports go, I think, is obviously teamwork and hustle. Those are the two most important factors in it.
54-42 now, and she makes the second one. 55-42. Here come the Greyhounds now. Down by 13. Sharp with the basketball. Gives it off to Miller. Miller, left-handed drive. Sharp now has it. Back out to Gray. Gray dribbles the baseline. Puts up a shot off the glass and good. 55-44, 2:32. Behind the back dribble by Norris. Gets a screen. Down underneath to Maddie Webb. Webb puts up a shot. Good! 57-44 now. 2:17 and rolling. Long three ball by Miller. Air ball going out of bounds. Sharp can't save it. Pisca's ball. Gertie Creason coming in. Out goes Carter Gibson. 2:10 on the clock.
Will starting to fall off for the State switch up.
57-44. 13-point lead. We got the ball. Gets it into a man of Norris. Norris brings it across the timeline. Kicks it out to the side to Wood. Down to Webb on the paint. Behind, underneath. Can't get it to go. And there's a jump ball. They're going to call it whistle?
Yeah, foul on any other back.
All right, so went over the back.
Yep.
Good job, coach. I don't want to lose my cool again. 10 team fouls on everybody, so everything's 2 fouls from here on out. So Laney Woods gets called for over the back on the offensive rebound attempt. At the line is Gray. She'll shoot 2. 1:58 left to go in this game. First free throw misses. She hangs her head. She has no legs, coach. None. I mean, she's just standing there. She has no legs in right now in this free throw. She's a completely different free throw shooter now than she was in the first of the game. Second free throw's up, and it goes, and nobody goes after the... What am I missing something? One more. I guess they had a lane violation on Pisca. She gets another try, and she makes that one. So she makes 1 of 2, 57-45, 1:56. Long pass over to Gertie Creason. Gives it off to Norris now. 1:50 to go. Webb ball. Woods now has it. Drives into lane. Kicks it back out to Norris. Sharp trying to guard her. Webb has the basketball. Looks in. Drives all the way uncontested. His shot, and she draws another foul. And it's going to be on Sharp, and Webb's going to go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Sharp just looked over to the bench and goes, "What? I had nothing. I couldn't help it.
Yeah,
I had to foul it."
Smart. I mean, it's a smart foul if you're getting beat like that. That's what you got to do.
1:40. Webb with 2 makes the first one.
And then in the retrospect, if you're the person doing that, you got to make them pay for fouling you, and that's what Maddie Webb's done all night. So good job, Maddie.
4 fouls on Sharp now. They're starting to whittle out. 100 seconds left in this game. Second free throw's made. 59-45. 1:38 now. Sharp with the basketball and 4 fouls. Dribbles right side. Gets it off to Miller. Miller drives left side against Norris. Gives it off to Gray. Baseline drive. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Hoffman. Rebound. That, and then she put it back up, and Emma Soros comes up with the rebound.
Emma telling the driver she's drilling. I'm getting fouled.
And there's another foul on Maddie Webb. With 1:14 left to go, and coach is going to empty the bench.
Emptying it.
He's going to bring in some reserves. Okay. All right, with 1:14 left to go, 59-45. Webb will have 2 free throws. Shot, first one up, good. 60-45, 15-point advantage.
29th point for Maddie right there. We might have 2 weeks in a row, or 2 nights in a row, 30 club, yep.
May 30, and she's going to go out, and in for her is Christiana Sheehan. Emily Smith, Vicky Smith is into the ball game. You have also Paige Griffith, Chloe Paris, and
Vicky.
Yep, and I got Vicky. So shot put up by the Greyhounds. They balls underneath. There's a battle for it between Emily Smith and the Greyhound, and the Pisca will get the basketball back. So inbounding the ball is Chloe Paris. Trying to get away from her, and they're going to get a foul called on Sharp, and that's her 5th foul, coach. Sharp trying to hold Christiana Sheehan from getting the ball with 1:01 to go, and they got a hold of her to that whistle.
Wow.
61-45, Pisca. 61 ticks away from going to the 3rd round of the state playoffs. Right now, that score, down in Harrisburg, North Carolina, stands. It'll be at Hickory Ridge.
Yeah, we don't have any updates yet.
Christiana Sheehan misses the first one. Sheehan ready for the second one. Puts it up, no good. Nice rebound by Emily Smith, and she traveled.
Yeah.
Oh, she got the great rebound, and then she was looking for it. Good job, Emily.
Feet.
Hey, I can't see over here, so I'm going to move over here now. Go on, girl. That's good. 57 seconds to go. Gray with the drive now. Right side, and they're going to get a foul. Gray's going to go to the line. And there's a smile out of the lady referee. She had to call the foul. Foul is on Paige Griffin. Gray will be at the line to shoot two. First one up. Bounces around and goes. 61-46. 53 seconds to go. Gray with her second free throw. Up, no good. Battle for the rebound. Goes out of bounds and it's Pisgah's ball. 51.4 seconds, 61-46. They're going to inbound it to Christiana Sheehan. Sheehan dribbles up to the timeline. Left-handed dribble. All the way into the lane. Bounce pass to Emily Smith. Shot put up, no good. Battle for it. Goes out of bounds and it's going to be Pisgah's basketball. 1.5 seconds to go. 61-46. Sheehan inbounding it. Throws it over the head of Griffith. Griffith gets it back right in front of the bench of Statesville and then throws it off to Caroline Paris. And then the ball is deflected back. Griffith now with the drive right side. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Emily Smith. Now Griffith gets it. Battle for the ball underneath. Emily Smith gets it. Gets it out to Vicky Smith. Smith goes in and gets fouled. More importantly, they wasted 20 seconds on that series, and it's 21.6 seconds to go. Pisgah with a 61-46 lead. Vicky Smith's at the line for two. First free throw up, no good. Vicky Smith has a second one. Ball's up. Off the back of the rim. Battle for it is Chloe Paris. Gets the rebound. Gives it off to Emily Smith and goes out of bounds. Last touch by Greyhound. Pisgah will retain the basketball. We're now 17 seconds away. Over in the corner. Three ball put up by Chloe Paris. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll go to the Greyhounds. 13.2 seconds to go. Pisgah's going to the third round, folks. 12 seconds. 10. Count them down. Miller with the basketball. 5 seconds to go. She's just dribbling around. Gives to Gray. 2-1. The shot. And that's the ball game. Pisgah, 61. Statesville, 46. Black Bears going to the third round of the state playoffs.
I perform for our high school choir director, who taught me to breathe from the diaphragm and sing from the heart.
Speech, debate, theater, music. The performing arts teach valuable life lessons that typically aren't taught in the classroom. They help high school students learn leadership skills that prepare them to enjoy more satisfying, productive lives.
Hey, I've got a question for you. Who will you perform for?
This message presented by the North Carolina High School Athletic Association and the high school in your community.
VisitNC.com is one of the most comprehensive travel planning tools you can use. You can find places to kayak, places to kiteboard, places to paddleboard. You can search for mountain biking trails, historic museums, vineyard tours, even locate quiet fly fishing holes. VisitNC.com, a website that takes you places where there are no websites. Sponsored by the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters and Division of Tourism in cooperation with this station.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. And At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
It's Black Bears Basketball on AM 920.
It's time for the Crompton's Automart Service Center Player of the Game Award. Crompton's Automart aims to please with quality cars and competent service. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from Episcopal Black Bear goes to...
The workhorse all year, been the pillar. Maddie, she had 30 points and 12 rebounds, so she had that double-double. Great job tonight all the way around, Chuck. I'm telling you, there was...
How many rebounds?
12.
Double-double.
But there was, many instances tonight during this game that we had a lot of people step up and make some big plays, and that got that momentum going, and it was a fun game to watch. It really was.
So 61-46 right now. Go ahead, Coach.
Pisgah Basketball is brought to you in part by Hometown Hardware, Ken Wilson Ford, Canton Insurance Services, Dickey's Barbecue Pit, Crompton's Auto Mart and Service Center, Champion Credit Union, and by Haywood EMC. And we have a score, Chuck, in the third quarter. Hickory Ridge has 49. North Gaston has 24. So far it looks like the Black Bears will be traveling down Hickory Ridge Saturday night.
All right. Well, that will be Hickory Ridge High School's in Harrisburg, North Carolina. And I'd have to go on a map, or somebody's going to have to drive me, because I get lost going to North Tenderson and Edneyville. So I don't know. We'll figure it out. But we're going to be on the air on Saturday. We don't know the time. But, hey, we could be here. North Gaston come back and storm back in that ball game, but whatever the case may be, these young Pisgah Black Bears are going to go to the third round to play the number one seed, Hickory Ridge Raging Bulls. So until we'll be on the air Saturday, time to be determined, opponent to be determined, location to be determined. Stick with the WPTL. As soon as they find out, they'll put that on the air. Once they learn that Hickory Ridge wins, then we're in Harrisburg. If North Gaston wins, it's here in Canton, North Carolina. So for my guy Tim Hodges back at the studio, for Jacob Hanna, my sidekick, I'm Chuck Fieberness. We thank you for tuning in. We'll be back on the air sometime on Saturday for the third round game, and it's going to involve these Pisgah Black Bears. Until then, keep reaching for the win.